You're listening to SBS News.
The United States bought Alaska from Russia in 1867. And since the location of this summit was announced, Russian state media has been using that trade as an example of how vast territories have long been sold, swapped, and stolen, trying to justify Vladimir Putin's attempt to take Ukraine by force. At this Air Force base, the Russian president will face an American counterpart not all that interested in history, other than how he will be remembered. Donald Trump just wants a deal, and he thinks he can get one.
I think that President Putin would like to see a deal. You know, I've solved six wars in the last 6 months, a little more than 6 months now, and I'm very proud of it. I thought the easiest one would be this one. It's actually the most difficult.
He's already thinking about a potential second summit, this time involving Volodymyr Zelensky.
All I want to do is set the table for the next meeting, which should happen shortly. I'd like to see it happen very quickly, very shortly after this meeting. I'd like to see it actually happen maybe in Alaska, where we just stay, because it's so much easier.
Yet it's not clear if President Putin would agree to that. Before departing for Anchorage, he praised President Trump's efforts to end the conflict, but hinted he has other goals for this meeting.
The current American administration is making, in my opinion, quite energetic and sincere efforts to stop the hostilities, stop the crisis, and reach agreements that are of interest to all parties involved in this conflict, in order to create long-term conditions of peace between our countries and in Europe and in the world as a whole. If we reach agreements in the area of control over strategic offensive weapons at the next stage.
He's referring to the potential renewal of the New START nuclear arms treaty due to expire in February, which would be an easy win for both sides, although do nothing to end the war in Ukraine. The meeting is due to begin at 11:30 a.m. local time, that's 5:30 a.m. Australian East Coast time on Saturday. The conversation will initially be a one-to-one, with interpreters the only other people in the room. Then the presidents will be joined by their respective delegations for a working lunch, Secretary of State Marco Rubio leading the American delegation, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov the Russian. Once discussions are over, there will be a press conference, potentially a joint one. The Kremlin says there are no plans to sign any documents after the meeting, warning it would be a mistake to predict what will happen. But Russia is keen to avoid new sanctions, meaning President Putin might feel the need to offer some token concessions. Fiona Hill was a Russia advisor during the first Trump administration.
If Putin realises being obstreperous, which is what he appears to have been, you know, up until now, and pretty intransigent, actually could backfire for him, he might modulate and change things. He wants to have a good relationship with Trump. He wants to have a good relationship with the United States. But he also wants the capitulation of Ukraine.
Ukraine does not have a seat at the negotiating table. Not yet, anyway. Volodymyr Zelensky using the time to shore up support from European allies, meeting in London's Downing Street with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Kyiv is well aware there will be more difficult decisions to come, as US Secretary of State Marco Rubio alluded to.
There'll have to be some conversation about, you know, territorial disputes and claims and what they're fighting over. All these things will be part of a comprehensive thing. But I think the president's hope is to achieve some stoppage of fighting so that those conversations can happen.
Trump says he thinks there's a 75% chance of success at the summit, but his definition of success could be very different to that of Ukraine. Ben Lewis, SBS News.